All the Birds Singing, written by Evie Wilde and read by Caroline Lee. Greg? I call, but no answer. I turn the tap off to listen. The redback sets down her leg. Greg? The suds are still thick in my hair and they keep up a crackle in my ear holes. I think of being found alone and taken away, back there, tied up and left to rot in the long dry grasses. There is a smell of fat and eggs frying. Someone steps quietly around the shower. It could be any of the team. Could be Alan, who is getting deaf these days, looking for electrical tape or kerosene or batteries or rags. But it is not. That much is clear from the change in the air. Greg? I'm less than 150 kilometres from Otto's, the closest I've been since I left. But still, in 7 months, I've travelled up and down the country, and even if he has a nose like a bloodhound, I've covered my tracks. I've covered my tracks, I mouth. The pallet to my right darkens, and through a punched-out knot in the grain of wood, an eye appears, and I back away from it, my voice gone. I know about you, says the eye. You don't fool me. I know about you and what you've done, it says. And the voice is thick and sticky, and there's a smell of rotten eggs and lanolin together, and whiskey and unwashed places. I've covered my tracks. It's been 7 months and I covered my tracks. But my heart is beating fast and I have to put up my hand to the wall to steady myself. The spider reacts, turns in a small circle, settles again. The eye twitches and I think of driving my thumbnail right into it, but I can't bring myself to touch it and there is nothing else sharp to poke with. The eye slides up and down. The iris a milky blue. I know what you're about, says the eye. It disappears and the shadow moves away. My heart drums. I look through the knot in the wood and see Claire staggering off in the direction of the shearing shed. He's been away the week and he has found something out.